I'd like to talk about the energy of joy and also how it pertains to the 2012 shift that we're building up to. And I know this is a highly charged energy. It's a highly charged subject, 2012, and there are a lot of different beliefs on it. No one knows for sure the absolute truth. I can guarantee you that. The only way to know the absolute truth is to be in 2012, and there's not an absolute truth. That's one thing that I want to point out to you. In terms of when you're talking about the thing we call the future, what you're really talking about is moving forward along a certain time-space continuum to another certain time-space continuum. And what our physicists, our quantum physicists, are showing us now is that there's all these parallel realities overlaying each other, and there's all these possible futures. There's also all these probable futures. There's not just one probable future. And here's the interesting thing that is happening, is that it used to be easier to predict the future because there were far less, more conscious people. In other words, there were far less people on the planet who were conscious of their free will and who were really utilizing that in any kind of aware way. We've always had free will, at least as long as we've been in this form, but we haven't always used it at different times throughout our evolution. And I will say there have been other times in the very distant past that we don't have recorded history of, where humankind was much more evolved than it is now in terms of using its free will, and then it took a turn for the dark. And by dark, I don't mean evil. I just mean literally into the dark of consciousness, ignorance. And then we've been slowly working our way back towards re-evolving. And this brings me to 2012 and why it is hard to, quote unquote, predict for the masses exactly what will happen. And that's because there are so many different probable futures, and there are so many different people now accessing more of their free will. I'm not saying everybody on the planet is highly aware. Do not get me wrong here. There are still way more people asleep than awake. But there are a lot more people waking up or just on that line between being awake, being asleep. So there are several different probable futures. And in fact, our energies as a collective mass are moving towards several different probable futures at once. And this is why many, many people are experiencing what I would call the emotion of overwhelmment. I realize that's not an official English word, but it's a word that describes the emotional state. A lot of people aren't in joy. They're feeling very overwhelmed and they're feeling very scattered. Have any of you noticed that there's a lot of people, I mean, I'm talking about a lot of people that you come into contact with in person, over the phone, or even via online, that are feeling scattered right now?
Yes.
Have you noticed that there's just a lack of focus? Even if you look on the political scene,
yeah.
You know, if you go back even 2 years, even 4 or 5 years, maybe even 1 year, but especially going back 2 to 5 years, if you were observing the media in any kind of way, anyway, you would see more of a focus on one or two issues at a time. Now, it seems to be changing very quickly. And not that there isn't always an overabundance of information out there, but it's just changing very quickly. There's no focus even on the national level, even on the international level. So this is putting a lot of strain on people. You need to understand that. And I know there have been other prophecies similar to 2012. And by the way, if you're not familiar where the 2012 prophecy originates from, it is from the Mayan calendar. I'm not going to go into all of that tonight because this is not a class on the Mayan calendar. I'm a Western astrologer, not a Mayan astrologer. I do have some understanding of it, but all you need to do is type in Mayan astrology or Mayan astrology 2012 and you can get more than enough information about that online. There's just so much. There's a vast Reservoir. There's also a good book out now, and you know what? I just cannot remember what the full title is, but I know it has 2012 in it. It's a collection of essays, and I'd highly recommend that if you want to know more. But what I'm looking at with you tonight is just understanding that this is a very unique prophecy. Some people call it a doomsday prophecy. I personally don't think of it necessarily as having to be doomsday, but it could be in that boat depending on how you personally approach it. And I know we had the Y2K fear. A lot of people freaked out when we changed into the year 2000 and then 2001. And of course, every 100 years when the century changes, people think that the world's going to end. There was also, if you go back, I think this was the late 1980s, and correct me if I'm wrong, if somebody knows on this call, there was also the Heaven's Gate cult with the Halley's Comet, where we had the mass suicide. So there's been a lot of different times where small sects or groups of people felt that there was going to be a massive shift in humanity, or that, quote unquote, the world was going to come to end. What makes the Mayan prophecy different is that there aren't just small groups of people responding to this. The fact that Hollywood made a movie about it shows that this is something that is going deep down into the collective unconsciousness and consciousness. So there's something here, and I'm bringing this up tonight. I'm going to bring it back around full circle. I want you to know I'm bringing this up in relationship to our topic tonight, in relationship to our theme for this unit, because what you're seeing as we approach 2012 is you're seeing great polarization. What do I mean by that? Well, basically, you're seeing people like us, those of us who are on the call, who are reaching down into ourselves, dealing with our shadows, and yes, we might have grief, yes, we might have limitations to deal with, but we are dealing with it, we are purging, and we're doing it on a conscious level, and we are moving into tremendous joy. I don't know about you guys, but I am at a better place in my life, so much better than I was, say, a few years ago when, quote-unquote, global recession began. I'm actually at a better place financially, emotionally, and spiritually. Now, I've been through some purging. I've been through some hardships, as all of you know who've read my newsletter. But I can honestly say that I'm in a more joyous place. I can honestly say that I'm in a more expanded place. And that's because I am looking at this as a time of optimism, as an opportunity to be reborn. Is there anyone else on this call who feels like, as we've been getting closer to 2012, you have also been experiencing greater peace or greater freedom or a greater sense of connection?
Oh, I feel like that.
So you have this group, and I'm sure that probably a lot of others who didn't speak up also feel that way, or certainly some of the ones who are going to listen back later. So you have the group that we're in, where we're expanding. And yes, it's not that we don't have stresses. And hey, some of us might not be financially better off than we were a few years ago. But regardless of our material circumstances, we're becoming more free on the inside. We are seeing that it's not the material world that is our first priority that really matters. We're seeing that our true wealth lies within, and even the true ability to gain wealth comes from within, any kind of wealth. Then you have another group of humanity. And by the way, I usually hate separating people out, so this is just for the sake of understanding what's happening energetically. And there is another group that most of the other people fall in, where they are feeling the direct opposite. They are not feeling better. They are feeling that things are getting worse. They are not filled with hope. They are so far removed from their joy, they can't even see their joy right now. They are in a state of hopelessness and despair. And guess what? It is increasing every day as we move closer to 2012. because for some reason or another, whatever reason it is, I don't have to know. I just know it's true. This has struck a collective nerve. So you can look around and you can see that people are getting nervous. And there's a lot of implications for this. I could go on all night about some of the implications on a very practical level. One of the implications is the economy is not going to recover until we get past that December 21st, 2012 mark. Why? Because until we get past that, there's a large portion of the population who are secretly, silently freaking out, fearful, and worrying about what is going to happen. We are going to get past that. I assure you of that. And once we do get past that, humankind has the opportunity to experience a tremendous wave of hope and spiritual rebirth. But in the meantime, there is a great polarization between those who are feeling connected with their joy and those who are not. And it doesn't mean if you're in the group where you're not feeling that most of the time that you can't make the leap over into the other group. It just means that it's harder right now. And I could also go into some of the astrological energies from the Western perspective, why that's harder. One of the reasons is Pluto in Capricorn. And Pluto in Capricorn, which it just entered, is going to be there for a long time, almost a couple decades. It's going to tear down our institutions. It's going to really bulldoze through our religions, our governments, our corporate structures, even our tax structure. And all of that is going to have to be rebuilt from the ground up. Am I saying that civilization's going to crumble? I hope not. Not necessarily. But there will be some kind of rebirth. And if you want to compare it to anything we've been through historically, you can think over the two decades before, just recently before this, approximately, I'm using this as approximately, it probably wasn't exactly 20 years, but very close. Pluto was in Sagittarius, and during that time we saw so much come up with world religions, and of course the scandal in the Catholic Church, which the Catholic Church has been crippled by the sex abuse scandal. It's still a very strong power, but it is also still reeling from that. Even to this very day, right now as we speak, they are reporting on yet more abuse that has come to surface. We also had the war on terrorism come up and the 9/11 attacks, which Sagittarius rules international terrorism. So you can kind of think of how this Pluto energy brings up the shadow to be purged. And this is now happening in our institutions, in our businesses, in our governments, because Capricorn rules big business and big government. So those are some factors that are playing in. And I want you to be aware of this, because we are working in these calls in a way on a small group level and on a personal level. Each one of you is working to personally increase your feeling of joy, I believe, at least. Is that not true? Is that true for you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And yet we're also caught up in the whole. We're also part of this larger picture. So you may feel, even though you're a light worker, even though you're one of the ones who is moving more deeply into your hope, there may be times where you also pick up on and feel the hopelessness of the masses. And that's part two of just learning how to stay centered in your own self. Staying grounded is very important. Thank you.